everyone. My name is Gillian Cheryl. My pronouns are she, her, hers, and I am one of the project organizers here at Amplify Montana Youth. And welcome to our first podcast episode. We're both psyched to be here and finally getting this started. I'll turn it over to Allie now.
Hi, all. My name is Allie, and I'm the other program organizer behind Amplify Montana Youth, and we're super excited to get started and talk to you guys about an issue that's really important to us and that really affects a lot of people here in Montana.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't already know, Amplify Montana Youth is a media program of Montana Youth Action, which is a youth-run nonprofit based out of Helena, Montana, aimed at engaging young Montanans in the political advocacy world. So as many of you probably know, June is Pride Month, and in honor of this, our first season, which will have four episodes, some of those are going to be coming later, but this one will be released during Pride Month, but they're going to focus on the experience of young members of the LGBTQ plus community here in Montana. We have some really incredible guests on to talk with us today, as well as throughout the rest of the seasons, and we're so grateful for all of them for taking the time to talk with us. So with that, let's get started.
As high schoolers, we felt like a good place to start this series was talking about one of the biggest parts of most kids' lives, school. Specifically, the experiences of our guests in their academic life.
Now, according to the Human Rights Campaign, LGBTQ plus students are twice as likely as their peers to be physically assaulted. Additionally, 92% of LGBTQ plus youth report hearing anti-LGBTQ rhetoric, one of the top responses as to where they hear it, at schools and from their peers.
Not only do these statistics demonstrate a deeper issue, but they have an incredibly real and immediate effect on the school experience of LGBTQ plus youth. A 2015 study done by the Youth Risk Behavior Surveillance System showed that LGB students alone were 140% more likely to not attend school at least once in the prior 30 days due to safety concerns. So not only do we have students fearing for their safety in an environment that we are told is a safe space, but these students are missing curriculum material that their peers still get.
Now we're going to chat with a few students that are members of the LGBTQ plus community here in Montana.
These three members of the LGBTQ plus community were willing to share their experiences with us.
Okay, my name is Olivia Besovich. My pronouns are she, her.
My name is Sophie. I live in Missoula and I go to Hellgate High School, and my pronouns are she, her. And I identify as a part of the LGBT community.
My name is Allie Bigley. My pronouns are she and her, and I will be a junior next year.
We're going to start with a pretty broad question. How do you think your school experience has differed from your non-LGBTQ plus peers?
Honestly, I don't really think that my experience has been like dramatically different from my non-LGBTQ peers, but I do think that there are like a lot of small things that non-LGBTQ people maybe take for granted. Like I was saying, with like making friends and going to prom and homecoming and getting dates and just kind of like romantic life can be very different, and people don't really think about that thing. Those things, you know.
We also asked Sophie what her general experience as an LGBTQ plus student has been like, having gone to different high schools around the country.
So I'm from St. Louis, and I moved here just after freshman year. So I've been at Hellgate and living in Montana for about 2 years now. And I was honestly really surprised. And like, I know it's Missoula, so it's not exactly the environment that I was expecting from Montana. But like Hellgate at least has been like really supportive and very welcoming. Going to high school in Missouri, where it was a little bit more rural, it was a little bit different. It was like I like to think of Hellgate as like one kind of big GSA almost, and like everyone's very supportive and I've never really had any problems with anything. Whereas going to school back in Missouri was a little bit different. There was a lot of like slurs, there was more discrimination. It was much more of a hostile environment to kind of exist in. But I mean, being in Montana honestly has been great.
Although they have all had very different experiences, Olivia and Allie surprisingly had very similar responses. Here's Olivia talking about her experiences at school.
I have not had any negative encounters with anybody, but also I did not come out like to classmates until we were in quarantine, so there was no chance for negative encounters, I guess.
Here
Here's Allie.
I have not, luckily not had really any like negative experiences being gay at like a public high school. I mean, every now and then I'll hear like a slur or something in the halls, but it's like never directed at me. It's just like between friends, you know? I kind of wish that they would teach more about actual LGBTQ issues, especially in sex ed. Because very few people actually, like, we would have speakers come in a lot, and very few people actually spoke about LGBTQ sex.
Allie brings up a good point. According to the Human Rights Campaign, a 2013 National School Climate Survey found that less than 5% of LGBTQ plus students reported hearing positive information about LGBTQ plus topics. In 2015, another survey of millennials found that a mere 12% had learned about same-sex relationships in sex education. In Montana, only 34.3% of high schools offer LGBTQ plus inclusive curriculum, making us 39th in the country in terms of comprehensive sex education programs.
This is detrimental because sex education is often the only reliable source of information for young teens regarding young sex and relationships. We asked our guests whether or not they felt their school's sex education program was comprehensive and inclusive of students of all identities.
I don't really think we really talked about like gender identity or anything, so I think it should be more so. And also, like, because learning about gender identity could help students like find their gender identity, but it could also just like make other people like their cis counterparts understand like the gender spectrum.
Here was Sophie's response.
I don't know what the sex education program at Hellgate is like. I didn't take health my freshman year here, obviously, but I think just as like a general statement across the board, no, that it does not include all sexualities and gender identities. Like, just speaking from my own experience in Missouri, like, we didn't really even have a sex education program, but like, you were absolutely never going to hear about sex from other sexualities or gender. And no.
Given Allie's response, she clearly agrees with both Sophie and Olivia.
No, not really. They definitely could be, and they should be, but it was even the special speaker that came in and spoke to us, not even our actual teacher.
Allie's experience definitely backed up another point we found in our research. The majority of teachers, both nationwide and in Montana, do not feel properly equipped to teach about LGBTQ plus issues. So we've been wondering, how equipped are the schools here to help LGBTQ plus students? We asked our guests to see if they could provide any insight.
I would honestly say that I think teachers and admin and schools in general need to put in a lot more effort to kind of support LGBTQ students. I've been really grateful. I've had a few LGBTQ teachers, and those were teachers who I felt like could really support me and really understood what I've, like, my experiences and stuff, even if it's just because they've also experienced those things. But as for like non-LGBTQ teachers, like, I think that there needs to be a lot more training and understanding that teachers can go through. Like, I don't know, I think that teachers should probably go through training programs and stuff like that to kind of understand their students who are LGBTQ and to be able to kind of be prepared for those issues. Because, you know, teachers talk about it, not like, I've heard so much about not bullying students and, you know, trying to like, I think there's a lot of surface level discussion that goes into it, but I don't think that teachers really are equipped to actually handle the differences. And I think that even just in like the education system, it needs to change in regards to like LGBTQ people.
In addition to talking to students, we also wanted to talk to school staff about the same issues. We met with Joe Shapley, a Family Resource Center coordinator and counselor at Big Sky High School, to discuss how she and other school staff are taught to handle issues surrounding LGBTQ plus youth.
So in your experience, how have you noticed that the school experience of students can differ if they're LGBTQ plus?
So from what I can tell, at this time, I think that schools struggle to support LGBTQ plus students. I'm a counselor, so of course I'm in support of that population of kiddos as well as others, but I think that teachers really struggle to support them in the classroom, and administration sometimes struggles to support them in a bigger way, like when it comes to harassment and discrimination. And I know that LGBTQ plus students do experience more harassment and discrimination, but I don't know that they're always forthcoming about the reason why they are experiencing harassment. It's just it's a tricky time in their lives, unless they're in a very supportive environment. So, or if they find a group or a niche or even a trusted adult within the building, their experience differs quite a bit.
As a counselor and Family Resource Center coordinator, Joe is a direct link between students and administration. We decided to ask her how she felt she was trained and how the rest of administration was equipped to deal with issues surrounding LGBTQ plus students on an administrative level.
In my experience, I've seen schools both welcome school-based advocacy groups, like lunch groups, like Empower Montana, in the schools running like lunch groups and advocacy programs. And I've also seen more like rural schools take a neutral / unsupportive stance on supporting LGBTQ plus youth issues. So it ranges, and there's a broad spectrum. Like I said before, I think that having at least one adult advocate at school can help tremendously. Like when LGBTQ plus students are faced to navigate certain situations and circumstances, whether it's their counselor or a trusted teacher or any trusted adult within the building, I think that one can really make a huge difference.
And revisiting our earlier point about sex education, we talked to Jo about how she, as a school staff member, felt the sex ed program accounted for all students.
No is the answer to that question. I do not think that any of the schools that I've experienced have an all-encompassing sex ed program that account for LGBTQ plus students and their issues that they face. But maybe other places they do, I'm hoping. I just think that Montana is sort of behind to deal with youth issues of LGBTQ plus populations. So no, I don't feel like the sex ed programs do a good enough job, but I do think that it's going to happen. It has to.
The last thing we asked Jo was if she had any experience in the school system where she felt LGBTQ plus students were discriminated against or overlooked. She brought up a great example of schools using different graduation gown colors for male or female students. This puts students who identify as anything outside the binary gender norms in an uncomfortable situation.
This, along with several other examples she provided, clearly shows how ingrained discrimination against LGBTQ plus students can be, even if it's subtle. This is especially true in Montana. Since Jo has worked in several different schools in different environments around the state, she was able to provide a unique perspective.
It's systemic still, as well as between peers. So it does happen all the time, especially in rural schools. So Montana is mostly rural, and I think that this is a really good conversation to be having with those school districts, especially because they have some old school values.
The goal of this podcast episode was to really highlight the issues that LGBTQ plus students face every day, and the school systems that perpetuate this cycle.
We believe that it is important to listen to LGBTQ plus youth because their thoughts matter.
So we asked our student guests why they felt it was so important to have these conversations. Here are their responses.
I think it's really important because, like, representation is obviously important because you want to see yourself, you want to hear that there are people who have experiences like you, and being LGBTQ in high school can sometimes feel like so, so isolating, and you can just feel like you're the only person who is going through those kind of struggles. And if you're not like very open and you're kind of more closeted, or you're just kind of more reserved about it, you can just feel very isolated and alone, and like people don't really understand what you're going through. And I think that if we were to learn about those people who
fought for their rights, and like if we were to get more representation in schools and stuff like that, I think that would be really helpful for students to not feel so alone and to not struggle with so much of like coming to terms with who they are, as I know a lot of LGBTQ students can.
I think it's important for us to talk to youth about this because our generation is the most gay, like, quote unquote gay. Like, we have the most people who are out of the closet. It's important for us to know, and knowledge helps with ignorance, and it helps people understand better people's different sexualities and gender identities. And so I think we should just try and like be the most inclusive as possible to everybody. And I think if people understand that it's not choice, and people, that it is like something that just you are, and you don't get to choose whether you are or you're not. And I think that we just have to try and be the most accepting as we can. And I think that knowledge is a very good way to combat ignorance and bigotry.
Mainly because, like, the more we talk about it, the more it becomes okay, and the more people feel safe about being open and being more honest with themselves and with their friends, peers, teachers. Period.
Thanks so much to everyone listening today.
If you are able to, please donate to MTYA at the link in the description of this episode to help us to continue to produce content. 10% of your donations will go to the Western Montana Community Center in Missoula, an organization providing resources and support for LGBTQ+ people in Western Montana.
Check back soon for our episode on Montana's LGBTQ+ history.
And happy Pride Month!